A profitable council. At the 9 o'clock business meeting, W.C. White spoke of making the most profitable use of the time they would spend together. He suggested that a Bible Institute, devoted to giving Bible readings and the investigation of difficult Bible subjects, be held during the council. Bible studies prepared in America could be revised and translated into French, German, and Danish-Norwegian and serve as the basis of their work. He suggested also that an English class could be held. So the stage was set for a very profitable council, with daily reports from the various fields of labor, business sessions, and daily periods devoted to the study of the Bible and the English language. Topics given special attention during the 2 weeks included the evangelistic use of literature, the thrust of public evangelism, use of tents, problems unique to Europe, serving in the army on Sabbath, compulsory school attendance of Adventist children on Sabbath. Daniel Bordeaux presented a potentially explosive proposition. Ellen White's diary gives the picture. Daniel then presented his plans that France and Italy be not encouraged to unite with Switzerland but become a separate conference and use their means among themselves to build up their own conference. This I earnestly opposed, for the influence would be bad. It would not lead to union and harmony in the work, but to separate interests, and they would not labor for that oneness that the Lord demands. Bordeaux argued that each one of the national groups was jealous and independent and therefore would resent being a part of the Swiss conference. Mrs. White suggested that this was a strong reason that each group should learn to blend with other nationalities. As she reported the experience to the president of the General Conference, she said, "I told Brother Daniel that this would not be in accordance with God's will. The truth is one. It will take people from France and Italy, and, mingling them with other elements, soften and refine them through the truth." She pointed out that the cause was still in its infancy in the European countries and that to follow this suggestion would result in weakness. In the face of the dissent, Bordeaux grew excited and declared that he had been abused as he had labored in the cause, and cited examples. Ellen White walked out of the room. When she next wrote in her diary, she declared, "I will not give sanction to any such spirit." Daniel Bordeaux had accepted the third angel's message at the age of 22. Soon after his conversion, he had been given strong evidence of Ellen White's call and work, for, on June 28, 1857, he had witnessed her in vision. He later declared, "Since witnessing this wonderful phenomenon, I have not once been inclined to doubt, in Mr. P. 24. But when the testimony of Ellen White touched his life, he almost floundered. He reported his experience of victory in. His report opened with words that reflected his attitude. "This council is among the precious gatherings of the past. Of all the general meetings of our people I have attended in 29 years, I think of none that could be more properly pronounced a success, in every sense of that term, than this one. Christian love and union prevailed throughout. There was a wonderful blending of nationalities, all seeming to feel that the cause was one, that our aim was one, and that we must unitedly push on the work to certain victory." He then turned to the matter that came close to him in his personal struggle to relate to the spirit of prophecy councils. The labors of Sister White and her son, Elder W.C. White, were highly appreciated at this general gathering. How interesting and wonderful it was to hear Sister White correctly delineate the peculiarities of different fields she had seen only as the Lord had shown them to her, and show how they should be met, to hear her describe case after case of persons she had never seen with her natural vision, and either point out their errors or show important relations they sustained to the cause, and how they should connect with it to better serve its interests. "As I had a fair chance to test the matter, having been on the ground, and knowing that no one had informed Sister White of these things, while serving as an interpreter, I could not help exclaiming, 'It is enough. I want no further evidence of its genuineness.'